Hey everybody, thanks for joining again today. Today we're going to finish up Nehemiah chapter 6. How do you feel when you have accomplished something? Now, let's think really big for a couple minutes, okay? I'm not talking about some small project that maybe took you, 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe even a day. But I'm talking about a massive project, a big project, a project you've been working on for quite some time. And you finally get it done. How does that make you feel? Now, maybe we can get some idea of how Nehemiah must have felt as he finished the wall. After 52 days, the wall is finished. Nehemiah and the people must have been joyful. But it's still not the end of the battles for them. So let's read Nehemiah 6, verses 15 through 19. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. Also in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. For many in Judah were pledged to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara, and his son Johanan had married the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me and reported my words to him. Tobiah sent letters to frighten me. So the wall is finished. 52 days. What a monumental task, and now it is done. I researched and researched, trying to find out exactly how long this wall was. I didn't have much success. Josephus, the historian, says that during the days of Jesus, the wall around Jerusalem was about 4.5 miles, and some still say, some say today that they think that was probably about the size of the wall in Nehemiah's day, but I don't really know for sure. What we do know for sure is that this wall had 11 gates in it. Now, I don't know how far apart the gates were, but you don't just put gates right next to each other. So I assume this wall was very long. And some estimate it was about 6.5 feet wide. Think about that. And completed in 52 days. Nehemiah and the people had to be rejoicing and had to understand what a great task they had accomplished, but not on their own, but with the help of God. And the reason I say they must have known that is because it seems that the enemy seems to have known that, because they said they were disheartened, and part of the reason they were disheartened was because God, the people's God, they were calling Nehemiah's God his God because they didn't believe in him. They said, Nehemiah's God has accomplished this. And they were right. Matthew 19, verse 26 says that all things are possible with God. Some things may be impossible for men, but all things are possible for God. It just hurts some folks to admit that. The completion of the wall was an embarrassment to Nehemiah's enemies, but they did not give up. Satan is not a quitter, but stays active even after it looks like he has lost the battle. He just looks for another avenue. Isn't it interesting that the enemies of God's people are always upset when God gets a victory? What was true then is still true today. People get upset when God has victories. But this text is a great example that great accomplishments don't stop the enemy. Okay? Tobiah had some folks on the inside. Last time we saw Sanballat had a guy on the inside, a servant. But now we see Tobiah has a few. And Tobiah is writing letters to those on the inside, and those on the inside are writing letters to Tobiah. And some of these are going to Nehemiah and talking about the good deeds of Tobiah, but they're also sending the words of Nehemiah back to Tobiah, which Nehemiah was, we will not stop building the wall. And now the wall is finished. So what is Tobiah going to do now? So he writes these letters to frighten Nehemiah. Much like we see in the New Testament, when the religious leaders didn't like what Jesus was doing, they threatened him. They threatened him with their words, they threatened him with their laws, and then finally, what did they do? They ended up crucifying him. And they thought by crucifying, we finally won the victory, we finally won the battle, but in fact, just the opposite was true, wasn't it? Jesus won the battle. He overcame sin, he overcame death, he overcame Satan. Nothing could stop the Savior from doing what he came to do. And I would like to just end today with encouraging us. Let's not let anything stop us from serving God and giving him the glory. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.